Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He was not just a great congressman, he was a great man.
That's what the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, says about Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away early today at the age of 68.
He had a combination of being strong when he had to be, and had to be quite often, but also being kind and decent and caring.
While Cummings and President Trump were not good friends politically or personally, President Trump has tweeted that, quote, his work and voice on so many fronts will be hard, if not impossible, to replace. Teachers in Chicago on strike, more than 300,000 students out of class as a result of it. A strong storm system known as a bomb cyclone will be pounding the eastern seaboard from the northern mid-Atlantic to New England today. Wind gusts could exceed 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
I think it's a very sad commentary on the President of the United States.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi there after storming out of a meeting at the White House with President Trump, saying that the president had a meltdown during a discussion about the problems in Syria.
That he doesn't have enough confidence in what he is doing to listen to other points of view.
Trump later tweets Pelosi has something wrong with her. A jury is awarding a Sandy Hook massacre parent $450,000 in a defamation lawsuit. The father of six-year-old victim Noah Posner suing James Fetzer and Mike Palachek after they co-wrote a book titled Nobody Died at Sandy Hook. In the book, they claim the Newtown massacre was staged by the federal government. In fact, 20 children and six adults were killed in the 2012 Newtown shooting. And find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The UK and EU have reached a tentative Brexit deal after London made concessions over the Irish border, which had been a key sticking point. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says Parliament should get Brexit done by Saturday. Another day, another member of the Trump administration to be on Capitol Hill for a deposition. In the House impeachment inquiry, Gordon Sondland is or was the U.S. ambassador to the European Union and was also in charge of America's Ukraine policy. Ukraine is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry, considering President Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president. Netflix is being sued by two lawyers who say they don't like how they're being portrayed in a new movie allegedly about them. The Laundromat is directed by Steven Soderbergh. It stars Gary Oldman and Antonio Banderas as two lawyers who allegedly help the super rich evade taxes by stashing billions in offshore accounts. The story based on two real lawyers, Jurgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca. They're both under federal indictment, the lawyer suing Netflix to stop it from releasing the movie. IndieWire says Netflix will ask the judge to dismiss their suit, and they're planning to release the film on Friday. and an actual house on the Malibu coast modeled after the classic playset Barbie's Malibu Dream House is going up for rent on Airbnb. And with your update, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive, and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And back with us for another shot at his curveball. It still won't hang on me. It won't hang for me. He just keeps throwing it by me. Is Barry Zito. We're talking about his book, Curveball, and we're going to be able to get into some things that we didn't have a chance to get into the first time around. Hey, Barry, great to have you back, buddy.
Absolutely. Great to be with you. I really enjoyed our last one.
Well, Barry, you know, for you, I was reading your book and going through it, and I'm thinking, gosh, here you are. You're the pride of an Italian father, an Italian family, the influence there. Anybody, Hispanics are the same way. And you lived to please your father, and you enjoyed the mantle for the family during those early years that took you on an incredible trajectory that was, predicated upon your skills as a baseball player.
That's right. Yeah. And I don't think that's something my father meant, to happen was for me to feel like I had to earn his love, by
right. Any means. Right.
But, I think that's just what I interpreted. He was just trying to raise a son that could have a great head start in life financially and have a chance to, have some financial security. And those are all very good intentions. But, I guess I realized that, there was nothing more important than baseball. And I think he would have agreed in a lot of ways. And, because he himself didn't really have a foundation of anything that superseded what he did in the world. And so I can't really fault him for that.
Well, your dad, let's face it, your dad, like my dad, came out of an era where, if it was going to happen, you were the cause of it. You had to make it happen. And your dad had embraced a mentality and mindset that said, hey, look, it's all on me. I've got to make things happen. And you can't blame him for, what he experienced growing up as a kid.
Yes, exactly. He had a major setback as a kid, being a product of a rape and being hidden, as a child in the back of homes. And, so his family in a lot of ways was ashamed of him just because they couldn't explain, how he kind of came into the world and certainly didn't want to their neighbors. And, so he had to overcome all that, like you said, and go make a living. And he actually dropped out of school, I think in eighth or ninth grade, and started, working and trying to make money for the family. And eventually he parlayed that work ethic into a great jazz musician career.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, your mother is part of that as well that we had talked about last time. And, Barry, for you in your career, here you your college career punctuated everything, the trajectory that you were on. Like I said, the pride of this Italian family. And in 99, you become the pitcher of the year in college, a Pac-10, first team college All-American, Pac-10 Conference All-Star. I mean, everything's just skyrocketing for you. You get signed to the bigs, and 2 years later, what, in 2002, maybe 3 years later, here you are. You're a Cy Young Award winner. Are you kidding me? That fast?
Yeah, that was a real whirlwind, you know, and a lot of that, you know, a lot of these strange decisions to transfer colleges, you know, in the middle of the night and, you know, go from a great four-year school to a two-year junior college. You know, these just strategic decisions were all made by him, because after his musical career, he was a talent manager, and he had an amazing sense of what to do to get where he needed his client to go. And so, you know, I just kind of listened, never really said anything. And when I would push back a little bit, you know, it was kind of like, well, Barry, listen, I know better, you know, and I'm not smarter. I just have made 50 years more of mistakes, you know.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And so, but what I learned, unfortunately, was that I couldn't trust myself. I couldn't trust my own gut. I couldn't trust my own instincts. And really, I couldn't make my own decisions. And that was something I wasn't aware that was happening, but that came back to hurt me, you know, years later.
Right. Well, here you go, as the trajectory continues to catapult you. In 07, you signed the biggest contract, $126 million. You know, a blessing and a curse all at the same time, in a sense, right?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, once pro athletes, we sign these big deals, you know, all eyes are on us. And, you know, they would say, well, there's a bullseye on your back now, you know, get ready.
Right,
and
right.
I think I was so caught up in the attention I was getting. And again, I didn't have a foundation. So I was just living high on this attention and adoration and people talking about me in the newspapers. And
right.
Of course, trying to go chase women around Hollywood to, you know, get on the cover of the gossip magazine. So I really didn't see, you know, this kind of contract as a mandate in a lot of ways to, like, hey man, let's focus on baseball, let's get it done, you know.
Right.
It was kind of like, well, what can this do for my ego in a lot of ways?
Right.
It became a scary thing to try to maintain performance and really pitch, you know, well enough for that contract to validate.
Exactly. Yeah, because that's what the fans want. That's what your bosses want. And, you know, up to this point, it's good to be Barry Zito. I mean, you're in the Hollywood Hills. You're living high and mighty. You got fast cars, fast women, a fast lifestyle. It's all good to be Barry. But then we get to 2010, and the jet is running out of propulsion, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just being raised in kind of a what can I think, what can I put out into the world to create my success, right? What, being raised in that mindset, mm-hmm. It was really a fun thing to have success, and I would take full credit for it. And then, unfortunately, when there was no success and I was failing for, you know, really bad for those first 4 years as a San Francisco Giant, I blamed nobody but myself. And
right.
So it's like, you know, because I never viewed my success as a gift, you know, or grace or any of that. It was, I earned this all, so now it was like I'm responsible for the failure. And I started to do a downward spiral, you know, mentally, emotionally, which really hit rock bottom in 2010 when I was told I wasn't allowed to pitch with my team in the playoffs.
Exactly.
And, you know, had to watch them go win the World Series that I was paid to come over and win them.
Well, and amazing too, Barry, as I read, in the midst of all this, your father is having health problems. You're still attending the games, which is, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stars that would have just checked out and said, hey, look, I'm not on the roster. You know, I'll just cheer you on from the couch on the living room. But you went to every game in between time when you can. You're running to the hospital to, you know, see your dad. And, I mean, and through this whole process, mentally, you're hitting rock bottom. I mean, it's like 2010, in a sense, with all the pain and everything that you endured, was a bit of a blessing, because you were really getting down to the final, you know, essence of who Barry Zito is.
That's right. And I think all of us need to be challenged at some point to really confront what is our worldview, what do we believe, and why. And I think there are so many folks, you know, regardless of what religion or spirituality, they don't know why they believe. They just know they believe.
Right.
And I think for us to explain why does this make sense? Why? How would you defend this to somebody that, let's say, was trying to persuade you to believe something else? And I think most people probably can't give a good answer on that.
Right.
And, you know, and I think, you know, I'm just starting to learn about the, you know, the apologetics and things, but told you, you know, going into that, why does my current worldview work? Well, because it works for me. I have success. Life's good. Life's comfortable. And when the comfort got taken from me, that's when I was like, I have no idea why I believe this.
Exactly. I better find something quick. We're talking with Barry Zito. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Barry. We're talking about his book, Curveball, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612.
This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Barry Zito continues with us, his brand new book, Curveball. the Cy Young Award winner and two-time World Series champion. How I discovered true fulfillment after chasing fortune and fame. Barry, as we were talking about, 2010 was quite a definitive year for you. And sometimes, you know, as you say, it can be difficult for people to explain what it is and why they believe and what it is they believe in. But sometimes I think it's simple as the blind man. You know, he didn't understand why, you know, what happened to him. All he knew was that one moment he was blind, next minute he could see. And that's what happens, I believe, in our stories, in our relationships with Christ, is that it can be that dramatic and that definitive, when, especially when all our lives, like what you were going through. I mean, you had a metaphysical background, you know, that kind of, if I can envision it and I can see it, I can realize it, you know, kind of background. And that's what carried you all the way through, and what you really desperately tried to find in the midst of that, during that, you know, I guess for lack of a better word, a tormenting 2010 season.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, once I initially had that destructive, you know, situation, I came back to Los Angeles after we won the World Series. And, you know, I had been on the team cable car for the San Francisco Giants parade for that right. World Series. And, you know, first World Series ever in San Francisco. And fans are literally staring at me as I'm on the cable car.
They're flipping you. They're flipping you off. They're doing all kinds of hand signals. Thank you very much. Right?
I mean, yeah. Every vulgar gesture right in my direction. You know, mouthing the F word right at me. And so, you know, so I went home and I actually went into a 12-step program. And you know, for codependency, I was so obsessed with pleasing others, hoping others would like me, and really living for approval. And so, you know, step two was willing to admit there's a power greater than me, that can restore me my sanity. And that was really what created the soil. You know, they talk about the seed and it needs to go into good soil. That
exactly.
That was me when I finally said, okay, I'm willing to entertain the idea that there is something greater than me that can restore me my sanity outside of my own willpower, outside of my own self-control.
Well, you tried everything else, Barry. I mean, before you had Tony Robbins, you had the trainer Paul. I mean, he's taking you to Canada to you know, take some very strange pills. There's a great story in there that's hysterical about lion's milk, and all of a sudden you got incredibly aggressive, which, I mean, you know, in reading that, Barry, I got to tell you, it was reminiscent of my own personal story about my search for God. I was, like, trying everything. I said, you know, because I was raised Catholic like Amber, and taught by nuns, so that's how serious I was. And but anyway, wow. So I am, but when a lot of changes in the Catholic Church occurred, it really upended my foundations, and I started looking for God. And I, you know, I'm studying Buddhism, Scientology. People say, "When are you going to read the Bible?" I said, "You know, I'm into the Zen of motorcycle maintenance right now." I mean, not exactly lion's milk, but close.
And, it's the secret mindset, you know.
Exactly. And I think that's why you and I connected the last time, is because we both have that spirit of saying, "Okay, where is the source? Where is the root?" And thank God, you know, for me, I came to the root and source. And for you, this 12-step program on codependency, similar to other, you know, programs that we've been aware of and understand, you go through this process, and this starts putting you on the road of wholeness.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I mean, I think we all need that moment where our head cracks open and we admit that, okay, I actually don't know everything I thought I did. Mm-hmm. I'm not in charge of my own destiny like I thought I was. And so, you know, from there, it was just a process of being more aware of what's happening right now. And I finally got to see myself with a little more perspective. But, you know, over the next few months, there were some very turbulent experiences, even past being left off the roster. You know, I got into this car accident right before my first game of 2011. Of course, I, you know, plowed through that, got better, you know, enough to pitch and stay on the field. And, you know, then I had this very odd foot injury. And so my wife said, honey, do you think God's trying to tell you something? Maybe to just slow down and, you know, just to look around. And I couldn't, you know, I couldn't ever disagree at that point. I mean, I was on the disabled list, missing my first games of my, you know, 10, 11 year career.
Wow.
So something major was happening. And instead of, you know, bullheading my way through it like I did my whole life, I finally just said, maybe I don't know everything. And a few months later, you know, she hands me a Bible and says, you know, stop reading all these self-help books, you know, and lock those books up, and just hands me a Bible and says, honey, just read this for a little bit. See what you feel. And a few months later, man, I prayed the prayer with the SF Giants team chaplain, and literally, I literally haven't been the same, you know, and I haven't looked for anything since then, which is the true indication in my mind that I found the truth, because
you settled.
Nothing ever met my standards.
No, that's right. Well, you know, and even to read your story about Amber, I mean, what an angel. I mean, somebody who came into your life right when you needed her to come into your life. And what she has done, you know, for you as a woman of faith. And it seems that, you know, she came alongside you and supported you in a way, Barry, in a way that you needed to be supported, not somebody that just could bum rush you into religion or into faith. This was something that, like you say, you know, she gives you the Bible and says, okay, hey, why don't you pick up this self-help book?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It was just so masterfully planned by, you know, by the man upstairs. It's incredible. I mean, that the timing was like it was. And I had nothing left in my life. Baseball was gone. My father was in ICU. And Amber was like the only person I'd listened to. And it just worked perfectly that way.
And now you become a student of the Bible. And you start realizing the Father in heaven who wove you in your mother's womb has a destiny and a purpose for you. Yes, the first part of your life, a big part of your life, was lived without him. But now you and Amber and the two boys, you're living now a life with Christ. And now we've gone from the ball field to playing music that you always, I mean, you played music your whole life. But I mean, now you're entering into this new chapter of your life now, right?
Yeah, I've entered a really wonderful chapter where I have, you know, I get to do music full time and be with my family and most importantly be around for my children, you know, to be raised. And, you know, and I think too, the notion that's so interesting to me is speaking to people who have some hang-ups, you know, about God. And, you know, I'm with a group out here called Search, and we just engage, you know, people that have questions, and we just all get in a room, you know, believers, atheists, Muslims, whatever, and we just talk, you know, no judgment.
How cool is that?
And we just get to talk about it, and the, you know, and we say, you know, we talk about exclusive truth, you know, and truth is exclusive, and that doesn't feel good, but there's usually only one truth, you know, even scientifically for everything.
Exactly.
And, you know, and the beautiful thing about God's grace is that, you know, here I was cursing his name a lot of times, you know, I didn't want any part of him. And he just lovingly was like, okay, that's fine. Are you ready now? Okay, that's fine. Are you ready now? Okay, that's fine. You know, for many years. And I just love the patience and that he does not force himself on us. It needs to be a volitional decision.
Exactly. Well, Barry, and I guess, you know, for Curveball, this book that is, as we talked about before, that is very raw and open, you laid out there, you know, like even being in the cable car there in San Francisco, people yelling and screaming all kinds of things at you, and then coming back in 2012 and winning a World Series again. You've got two World Series rings. Barry, as we wrap things up here, what do you want people to take away from your book?
You know, I just feel like when we're having a hard time, and we all do in life because we're humans, we just need to, I just feel like if we can just humble ourselves and say, you know, maybe I just don't know everything, and really just be open to hearing the gospel and to hearing, you know, this thing that has changed millions and millions of lives. And we're just in a postmodern society where people just manufacture their own religions now, their own spiritualities. And there is lasting truth out there, and it has real change on human hearts. And I just would hope that people are open to hearing it.
Well, Barry, next time I'm in Nashville, I'm going to look you up. I want to go to your Bible study. I want to check this out. It would be it'd be great to be there with everyone and hear the stories. I mean, that sounds really exciting. Barry Zito, Curveball, How I Discovered True Fulfillment After Chasing Fortune and Fame. Barry, thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Bill, absolutely. Thank you, buddy.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He was not just a great congressman, he was a great man.
That's what the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, says about Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away early today at the age of 68.
He had a combination of being strong when he had to be, and had to be quite often, but also being kind and decent and caring.
While Cummings and President Trump were not good friends politically or personally, President Trump has tweeted that, quote, his work and voice on so many fronts will be hard, if not impossible, to replace. Teachers in Chicago on strike, more than 300,000 students out of class as a result of it. A strong storm system known as a bomb cyclone will be pounding the eastern seaboard from the northern mid-Atlantic to New England today. Wind gusts could exceed 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
In silence of mountains and the crashing of the sea.
Welcome back, America. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we got great news. There's a new era for heart patients. With FDA approval means a growing number of patients are going to have access to minimally invasive alternatives to open heart surgery. Dr. Michael Reardon, a cardiothoracic surgeon, is going to join us, and he's here to tell us all about it. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, Bill, thank you. It's great to be here.
Wow, what a breakthrough here. I mean, with we know how invasive heart surgeries can be, open heart surgeries, and to have, you know, this kind of breakthrough is significant.
Well, it really is, and it's a tremendous advance for our patients for a disease that will, without treatment, kill you and kill you fairly rapidly.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about, you know, heart valve disease and how many people does it impact?
Well, heart valve disease in general impacts hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. and millions of people worldwide. The disease that we're talking about, which is aortic valve disease, the aortic valve is a valve that lets the blood out of the heart to the rest of the body, and stenosis, which which just means narrowing of the valve, also affects hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. and millions of people worldwide. If you have severe stenosis and you have symptoms, if we don't replace your valve, your risk of dying approximates 1% per month. It's worse than most cancers, and there is no medical therapy. The only therapy is to have your valve replaced.
Well, let's talk about the transcatheter aortic valve replacement. What is it?
So in days gone by, before we had this, if you had aortic stenosis, I had to open your chest, stop your heart, cut the old valve out, and sew a new valve in. Now, for the right people, that was a great operation. It saved hundreds of thousands of lives, but it's open heart surgery. Transcatheter valve replacement allows us to take this Evolute valve, which has a frame made of a metal called nitinol, which is compressible, and a tissue valve inside, and compress it small enough that I can put it through a sheath in your groin artery, run it over a wire, place it inside your native aortic valve, expand it, which pushes the old valve out of the way, lets the new valve fall into place, and there within about an hour you have a brand new valve in a procedure that doesn't even require us to put you to sleep, a procedure that lets us send you straight to a recovery room, not an ICU, so you're talking to your family that afternoon, and you're usually out of the hospital in 1 to 2 days, and in a week you're back and walk around doing whatever you want to do. So it's clearly a less invasive procedure.
What was this like, Michael, you know, for you? Here you are, you know, you're leading the way in this, and you see, you know, this idea. I mean, this is brilliant. And to actually see it come through, I mean, this is like high fives for everybody, including the patient. He's awake, so he can see what's happening. High five for you. Yeah. This is easy, right? Wow, amazing.
Well, I'd say the patient is the one who wins the most from this. In my 40 years of doing heart surgery, this has probably been the greatest advance for my patients. Again, it's less invasive. You have less chance of dying, less chance of stroke, less chance of kidney injury, less chance of bleeding, and you recover faster. It's a win-win all the way around. Now, this just didn't happen by happenstance. A lot of people work very, very hard. But when you consider the first successful in-man TAVR, or transcatheter valve replacement, was done only in 2002, the advances we've made in less than 2 decades are literally stunning.
Well, you know, in addition to all these other benefits, I mean, you've greatly reduced all the other heretofore complications that come into play with open-heart surgery, have you not?
That's correct. As I said, you know, there's less chance of having kidney injury. There's less chance of a heart arrhythmia called atrial fibrillation. There's less chance of bleeding and transfusion. So we've really helped a lot. Now, there are some counters to that. Surgery does tend to have slightly less pacemakers and a little bit better seal around the valve. But each iteration of these valves gets better, and in every place where we've had to compete against surgery, we get closer and closer and eventually better. I have no doubt we're going to get there in all these areas.
Dr. Reardon, you know, we did talk about the reduction of complications and, you know, the benefits versus risk of this procedure compared to open-heart surgery. I mean, this is absolutely incredible, is it not? I mean, this is beyond breakthrough, I would think.
Yeah, this is really, truly one of these things that we talk about, paradigm shifting, and it's really fundamentally changed the way we think about this. When we started doing TAVR, we only did it in older, sicker patients who were thought not to be good candidates for surgery. So if you weren't a good candidate for surgery, we considered TAVR. TAVR has now gotten so good, we now tend to consider, if you're an appropriate patient, TAVR first, and only move to surgery if you're not a good candidate for TAVR. Now, not everybody will be a candidate for TAVR, and in these trials, the average age was, even in the low risk, almost 74 years of age. So we really haven't tested people below 60. So there's still some things where we're doing research, and we're still expanding the field further.
Well, we're talking with Michael Reardon. He's a cardiac surgeon, medical researcher, performed the first successful heart auto transplantation for a cancerous heart tumor in 1998. We got an extra minute here, Dr. Reardon. You know, little sidebar here. Tell us about this heart auto transplantation.
Well, cardiac sarcoma, which is a very rare malignant tumor of the heart, is something that most surgeons don't ever see. We happen to have just seen more than any place in the world. And the ones that occur on the left side is really the back side of the heart. You could never really take them out because the heart was in the way. So we decided in the late 90s that we would cut the heart completely out, put it in a bucket of ice, and then operate on it on the back table, and then repair it, and then sew it back in. We've done now 54 of those and about 203 primary cardiac sarcomas. So that's just a little side thing. Now, if I can learn to compress the heart and put in a catheter, maybe I can come up with
Right, exactly. Yeah. Wow. This is absolutely amazing. So getting back to what we were talking about here regarding TAVR and that, what does the recent FDA approval mean for patients?
Well, what it means is we started again with these higher-risk patients, and we've gone down through the risk levels all the way to low risk and shown in all risk levels it was a good alternative. The lower risk patient group is the largest population out there to tap into. So this is going to open it up to many more patients than we could treat before. And so that now if you have severe aortic stenosis and symptoms and your doctor tells you you need your valve replaced, it's reasonable to ask your doctor, am I a candidate for TAVR?
Mm. And it's just that simple, and that's what people need to ask, because that's what they're saying is, okay, how do I tell my doctor about this? And TAVR is T-A-V-R, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, so you might make a note of that. It's just that simple. You ask your doctor about TAVR, T-A-V-R, right?
That's correct. And I tell you, my patients are so informed. Most of them are coming in with a printed out page from the internet going, here's what I want. And if they're a good candidate, then that's exactly what they get. If they're not a candidate, then it's up to me to explain to them why they wouldn't be a candidate. We have all sorts of treatment options, but again, this has really opened things up for my patients in a very big way. There's also an internet site they can go to called YTAVR.com where they can get more information.
Okay, and that's the place to go, and that answers my final question here, where they can go for more information. Again, remind them of that website, Dr. Reardon.
YTAVR, YTAVR.com.
Cardiac surgeon Dr. Michael Reardon with breakthrough news for you. So now you know if this is something that you're dealing with, make sure your doctor is aware. Google the information. I'm sure the doctor will appreciate that you know so much about TAVR now as a result of all this great news we've been sharing with you. Dr. Reardon, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
The Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
What would would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live.
Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Yes, the one and only Steve Evans, the movie guy, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Steve-O, how we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine, and so is the Joker, number one again last weekend, $55.9 million. Mm-hmm. That's another record for the second week in the month of October. It's made about
Is he still kind of grinning all the way to the bank, so to speak?
He's on his way to the bank, over $200 million in this country alone, and of course, it's going crazy worldwide, so it's going to be a big, big movie. Adam's mm-hmm. Family was number two, making about $30.3. Gemini Man, that's a bit of a disappointment. They'd hoped for more, made about $20.5. Abominable number four, and Downton Abbey, rounding out the top five, hanging in the top five, making, about $4.8.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
Speaking of Gemini Man, Will Smith, I mean, he's been struggling a bit. I mean, you know, you think as talented as he is, he's just having a little bit of a challenge finding, you know, the right movie.
I think so. And, well, you know, they're hills and valleys. That's kind of how it works. And this concept is kind of interesting because this idea has been hanging around Hollywood for the longest time, like 20 years. Finally, Ang Lee, the very talented director, comes along. He thinks he can pull it off. He has Will Smith. And, of course, it's Will Smith facing off against a younger mm-hmm. version of himself.
Right.
And it's just not working. I mean, it's just...
So give it to Will Smith. He'll eat it, huh?
I don't know. You know, but, you know, I'm sure, like I always said, you know, even a bad movie takes a lot of time and money to do, and, you know, they all start out with the great best intentions, that's for sure.
Right, exactly. And then you get people like us who have an opinion.
Of course, we can sit back.
Well, of course. Hey, that's what we pay. I mean, we pay our money, so I guess we have every right to have an opinion, right?
I guess we do. But I like I say, I never try to be too hard on these people because this, you know, these movies take forever to make and all kinds of money and people. And somewhere along the line, somebody thought, "Wow, this is going to be a great idea."
Right.
Sometimes
I did say in the intro of that statement is that as talented as Will Smith is, I respect his talent.
I think you were quite diplomatic in case Will was listening. I think we handled that quite well.
Okay, good. All right, let's go on. What's coming up?
It's kind of a sequel weekend. We have, first of all, let's talk about the first sequel. It's called Maleficent, Mistress of Evil. You may remember the first Maleficent.
Yes.
This takes place several years after that one. And in the original, of course, we learned of the events that hardened the heart of Disney's most notorious villain, played by, of course, Angelina Jolie, Maleficent. And what caused her to curse this baby Aurora, sweet baby Aurora, played by Elle Fanning. This film continues to explore the complex relationship between the horned fairy and the soon-to-be queen as they form new alliances and face new adversaries in their struggle to protect the moors and the magical creatures that reside within. Only 49% are recommending this. Once again, we're not going to be too hard on it. I want everybody to check out The Traitor. It could be the movie for you.
But I was just thinking something may be wrong with me because I liked Maleficent. There was just something charming about her. Maybe because it's Angelina Jolie. I don't know.
You weren't alone. It made $758 million worldwide.
Oh, good. Now I don't feel so bad. Then I can tell my therapist, hey, I wasn't alone in that.
Okay? You were not alone. I don't think this one will do that quite that much. The original opened at about $69 million. They think that this is going to open at about $35 million. So it's not good. This sequel is not going to do the original numbers. But, hey, it's still an interesting tale, well told. 49% recommending Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, out this weekend. Another sequel out. It's called Zombieland. This is Double Tap. Now, this is a movie that, came out in 2009, so it's been a decade after Zombieland became a hit film and a cult classic. Still, we have the cast, the original cast, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Abigail Breslin, Emma Stone. They've all reunited to give you this movie that takes you through this comic mayhem that stretches from the White House to the heartland. And these four slayers must face off against many new kinds of zombies because they've evolved, of course, over the last 10 years.
Those doggone zombies, they do that. Why don't they stay the same?
They do indeed. Everything changes. It's the only constant we have. They have some new human survivors to deal with as well. But most of all, they have to face growing pains of their own snarky makeshift family. Once again, original cast, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Abigail Breslin, Emma Stone, a very talented group. 80% are recommending Zombieland Double Tap. And then we have a brand new original film. And believe me, this is original. I've seen the trailers for quite some time. It's called Jojo Rabbit. And it's directed by a guy by the name of Taika Waititi is his name. He's Marai. He's out of New Zealand. Very talented guy. He was a director for Thor Ragnarok for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And he's done this thing called Jojo Rabbit. And even if you don't see the movie, you should check out the trailer because you don't see this sort of thing all the time. Mm-hmm. This is essentially a World War II satire that follows this lonely German boy, Jojo, whose world is turned upside down when he discovers that his single mother, played by Scarlett Johansson, is hiding a young Jewish girl in their attic. And he's aided only by his idiotic imaginary friend, Adolf Hitler, and played by the way, Taika, as Waititi plays Adolf Hitler in this thing, and he must confront his blind nationalism. So like I said, I don't know that I've ever seen a movie quite like this. Mm-hmm. It's called Jojo Rabbit. 80% are recommending. You may want to check it out.
A World War II satire, huh?
A World War II satire. You don't see those every day.
No, you don't. Okay.
Another very interesting original film is called The Lighthouse, and 93% are recommending this. This is from a director, Robert Eggers, who gave us The Witch a while back, and they're calling this a hypnotic and hallucinatory tale of two lighthouse keepers on a remote and mysterious New England island in the 1890s. It's shot in black and white. It looks really cool, and you have two very gifted actors, Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson, in this, and they're pretty much in the whole movie, and it's about these two guys out there on this lighthouse going slowly mad. 93% are recommending that one. Jay and Silent Bob are returning. The reboot, this is called. Now, this isn't exactly a sequel. They've been in, I think, like seven different movies or so. 83% are recommending this one, but they're stoner icons, and they're coming back. It first hit the screen 25 years ago in the movie Clerks, directed by Kevin Smith, which really was a low-budget film that really put Kevin Smith on the map. They are back when Jay and Silent Bob discover that Hollywood is rebooting an old movie based on them entitled, what is this thing called? It's called, let's see,
chronic. Okay.
And they're traveling across the country to stop this all over again. 83% are recommending, starring Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith as Jay and Silent Bob. The crazy thing about this is Kevin Smith, he's not an old guy. I mean, he's fairly young, but he was overweight, about 256 pounds, and he had a heart attack about a couple of years ago. And he just finished the set at the comedy club in Glendale, and they rushed him to the hospital. Thankfully, he survived, but his doctor said, look, you got to take off the weight. So he lost 58 pounds. He's
wow,
now
good,
down
man.
To about 198, which means that he, you know, he looks totally different on screen. So it is going to be a new look for Jay and Silent Bob, the reboot.
So is this like a modern-day version of Bing Crosby and Bob Hope, you know, the Road series?
Yeah, if
in kind of a strange way,
Bob Hope were stoners standing out in front of a convenience store trying to sell drugs, then it would be a direct comparison. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was metaphorically speaking, of course.
Yeah. We have a movie here which just looks great. That, you know, it looks like one of those great Disney nature films. It's called The Elephant Queen, and it's produced by the Apple Studio. They're in the game now.
Good.
Yeah, and it's really, I mean, this is looks just terrific. I mean, it's beautifully shot. It's called The Elephant Queen, and it's about Athena, and she is a savanna elephant, one of the largest elephants. She's one of the largest animals in the entire world, and the elephants live in a matriarchal society. Mm-hmm. So the women run the show, or the lady elephants.
Yes.
So this movie introduces us to Athena. She's a 50-year-old elephant. And she's the queen of her herd. And these animals live in the arid lands of Africa. Food and water, very scarce. And the difference between life and death is basically this watering hole. Well, anyway, this thing is drying up, so they have to make a trip, precarious journey, particularly for the youngest elephants to go to their dry season refuge, an oasis that awaits them there. But it's a very difficult trip. And what these filmmakers do is they follow them on their adventure, the challenges they face in this very complex ecosystem, beautifully shot. It's narrated by Chiwetel Ejiofor, and it's a glimpse into a very complex animal society that shows, you know, how the world is changing with this unforgiving climate and illegal poaching. So if you want to see a terrific film, it's called The Elephant Queen, 86% recommending that.
You know, Steve, you know, we talk about the creativity and the talent. You know, to do something like this, I mean, it's not like you can script elephants, right?
Oh, I know.
I mean, you're just out there capturing stuff and trying to come up with a storyline. And of course, it doesn't help that you happen to be out there in the Serengeti either.
Right.
You know, the background and the cinematography, you know, it's understood that it just has to be magnificent.
Well, you're spending a lot of time in the dusty plains of Africa to capture this one, that's for sure.
Wow, exactly. All right. Well, what else we got? We got anything
else? We have greener grass. Do we have time for that?
Yeah, we do. We got about 40 seconds.
Okay, greener grass. This looks wild. 100% are recommending this one. And it is a movie, day glow colored, bizarro version of Suburbia. If you want to see something unusual, you might want to check out the trailer.
Already it sounds that way. Stay away from the plants. I'm telling you, this is what it'll do to you. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the movie guy. Yes, from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. Steve Evans, right here. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it.
Have a
see
great
you
weekend.
You got it.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Drew.